cost used to be the big challenge for wind farms. Now it might be the neighbors. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Michigan has more than 880 wind turbines. There's been a big push for more wind farms since 2008. That was when state lawmakers decided a certain amount of our electricity had to come from renewable resources. So utilities built wind turbines to comply. The cost of building wind farms has fallen dramatically since then. But nobody's rushing to put up more turbines. Peter Payette explains some of the reasons why not.
Marty Lagina used to be in the oil and gas business. His new company, Heritage Sustainable Energy, in Traverse City, builds wind farms. And Lagina's been shocked at how angry it makes the neighbors.
We thought, this little company, you know, the people who work here, we thought we were doing something really good. We still do. But to be the target of this, these sort of vicious attacks, it gets old pretty quickly.
Heritage has been sued in both counties where it has built wind farms, and it filed one lawsuit of its own. The most recent suit against the company claims turbines in the UP are a threat to human health and the lives of birds. Lagina finds some criticisms of wind energy ridiculous, but he'll acknowledge there are issues, like the noise.
So they make some sound, and to some people, at least ostensibly, it's very aggravating. Sound is very, very subjective. The human ear is very good. It's better than any instrument.
Because of heated disputes, Marty Lagina says his interest in developing wind is waning. Even though the cost of building a wind farm today is less than half of what it was when he started about 5 years ago.
The wind industry is sort of on the cusp of being the low-cost producer for consumers. But the big obstacle went from price, I think, to this pushback.
But pushback from the neighbors is not the only problem. Not everyone in the electricity business thinks wind is a great deal.
I've talked to a lot of people who were thinking about wind projects, but they could find no one to buy the output.
That's Dan Dasho. He runs Cloverland Electric Cooperative, which supplies electricity to the eastern Upper Peninsula. Cloverland will be looking to burn natural gas to meet its needs in the future. Dasho says the problem with wind is it doesn't blow all the time.
So what do you do for the rest of the time? Well, you got to have a gas generator sitting there to back up that wind in order to get the capacity out of it. And so the cost of wind is not just a wind generator. The cost of wind is wind plus gas so that you have the capacity when you need it.
That's not a problem.
Skip Press was Michigan's chief energy officer in the Granholm administration.
The reason it's not a problem is every generating source, whether it's a coal plant, a natural gas plant, or a wind farm, or a solar farm, that is backed up by other generation sources, because all generation sources, almost without exception, are sold in a common wholesale market.
And Pruss says the cost of backing up wind power is negligible, pennies on the dollar. Pruss says people living in coastal areas like Benzie County and Leelanau County might never warm up to wind farms. But he says new studies have shown the wind blows better than they thought in central Michigan.
We can build a lot more wind capacity in central Michigan in agricultural areas where wind energy becomes the most reliable revenue stream and crop or harvest for farmers.
But even some farming communities are tired of windmills. Most wind farms in Michigan are in Huron County, and the county recently approved a moratorium on new ones. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.